Yearbook, the sportscast podcast for busy flight attendants, says in the yearbook at hotmail.com. If you want to contact us, says in the yearbook at hotmail.com. I'm your host, Doug. We begin in 2008 with the movie The Rocker. Hey, Jeff Garland was actually in that one, too. In The Rocker, the movie, Emma Stone played guitar in a band. If Emma Stone actually played guitar in a band, she would be Samantha Fish. The musicians, sisters, they definitely could be sisters. Now, Samantha Fish is an interesting person. She's a young country blues rock guitarist. She plays an oil can guitar. She actually has several unique guitars, but it's at least shaped, this one, it's shaped and marked like an oil can. And for all of her guitar prowess, game name, she started out as a drummer, and she didn't switch over to guitar until she was 15 years old. Now, this part needs the important disclaimer, which is, oh, it's the world's most important album, so vital and life-changing, unless you don't like the music, and then all bets are off. It means nothing to you. So music is completely subjective. So in this case, if you don't like her music, this is going to mean nothing to you. But in addition to being very talented, she's a very entertaining guitar player. Along those lines, by the way, a few years ago, she broke one of her unique guitars, which we're going to go ahead and assume was from playing it too hard. She actually, now maybe all musicians do this, but at a festival she was playing, she bought one of her guitars just from a vendor at the festival, just a guy who was, or a person who was selling them, which just seems dangerous because you buy it, you test it out, sounds great. 3 months later, it breaks. Then what? Emma Stone, by the way, could play Samantha Fish in the movie or vice versa. They're almost the same age in this case, separated by only 3 months. They're also separated by only about three states. Samantha Fish born in Kansas City, and she is a Royals fan, but is she hardcore? We don't know. But she certainly seems to have a lot of gear for a bandwagon fan, as she also sported a Royals guitar strap in concert this summer during a losing season. So those are both good signs. Now, if we ever get a chance to interview her, we will definitely, I guarantee, we'll definitely ask her in an interview. Although we missed our chance, right? She was here, wasn't she? She played this region. She was in the area, and there was a ticket giveaway or something. Then we missed her. So they wouldn't have let us do the interview anyway. But we would ask her if we ever get the chance again. In the song Gone for Good, the live version, she belts out a great woo. We can't do it. But a great woo, high-pitched, at the beginning of the song that really kicks off the song. Does she use the woo at Royals games? And does anyone three rows behind her actually recognize it? Also, as a side question, how often do you have to practice the woo? Because that kicks off the entire song. I mean, the woo definitely does vary from city to city and stop to stop. But how often do you? That's got to be just very difficult to pull off. Second, we wanted to ask her if she wanted a guitar made out of a gas can. That was her dream. Or if the guitar maker had the model and she absolutely had to have it. By the way, this was supposed to be about Nebraska football. We disagree with a ton of people who say that Nebraska can no longer be a year-in, year-out power. And in 2017, everyone is very taken with coaches must have abundant talent very nearby. So if you coach in Florida or Texas or California, there's all this talent surrounding you. You got to coach there because there's no other way to get talent into your team and win national championships. Well, in the 90s, Nebraska coaches knew they needed speed, so they started recruiting players from everywhere. As a matter of fact, they've always had players from everywhere. Plus, they have big-time facilities, loads of cash, and loads of fans. So seriously, Urban Meyer couldn't win with those circumstances. It's just a matter of Urban Meyer. Since their legend, Tom Osborne, retired, the legendary coach, Nebraska hasn't found a truly great coach. They haven't even tried yet a truly young coach. Now, saying the Cornhuskers can aspire, this is what a lot of people say. They can't compete year in and year out, but they can aspire to be Wisconsin, which we're not disrespecting Wisconsin, but the people who say that are, because what they mean is, well, Nebraska could be competitive and maybe perhaps every few years contend for a national championship. So it's a backhanded compliment. Now, it takes time. The great and aforementioned Tom Osborne only lost two games a year, basically, and still it took him 21 years to really get rolling. So it's going to take time, but Big Red can absolutely be a perennial contender again. Blame mostly bad hires. Thank you for listening. This took a lot longer than it should have.